The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Terrific. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
We have with us Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us again. You're no stranger to our program. You were here a couple years back. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, go to the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and click on that and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where there's also archived radio shows. And look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Okay, Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. Would you please tell me a little bit about you and your co-owner, and also how long you've been in business and where your locations are, please?
Certainly, Jackie. My co-owner is my partner in life, my wife, Mary Ellen. We started Woody's Fireplace in 1976, been doing this now for 39 years. Starting in Larksville, we still have our main location in Larksville, Pennsylvania, right on US Route 11. 1986, we opened a store on Route 6 in Honesdale. That store is operating, doing very well, and staffed fully. And we have a new store that we opened November 1st last year in Bloomsburg on US Route 11. And that store is doing very well with a lot of burning displays and a lot of product on display.
Excellent. So you've been doing this for quite some time. Is this busy season for you?
It's extremely busy this year. It seems to be a cycle that this is a good year. People are thinking, they're planning ahead. The second home market in the Poconos is doing very well. And everybody is expecting a cold winter for some reason. I don't know why. You never know.
Well, the Farmer's Almanac came out and they said we're going to have above
average snowfall.
And colds, very freezing temperatures, they're saying.
So. Well, we're ready. We have good inventory and we're putting product out every day.
Well, for me, a fireplace, I've always loved the look of a fireplace. I certainly love the warmth and the heat. I do. We have one and we love it. We use it. And it does add, you know, comfort and beauty to our home as well as the warmth. So we believe in fireplaces. I would much rather a fireplace than a pool, because you use a fireplace a lot more in the northeast part of the state here.
Absolutely. And fireplaces, in particular gas fireplaces, are great space heating devices within your home. You can heat a part of your home, the part that you spend most of your time in, for far less money than heating the entire home.
Can you heat a home, an entire home, with a fireplace?
I wouldn't recommend that. I'd go to central heating to heat your entire home. But for space heating, most homes have one or two thermostats, but you spend most of your time, the majority of your time, in one or two rooms. So if you have a fireplace that heats that one or two room area where you spend most of your time, there's considerable savings and, of course, comfort because you're warmer.
Let's talk about the different fireplaces that you sell. There's gas.
We have gas, wood, coal, and pellet.
Okay.
But gas is the most popular because it's the most convenient. You push a button or you have a thermostat programmed on the wall. They're remote controlled, where you can now, with the newer models, the flame is adjustable from the remote control. The fan is adjustable. The background lighting, the temperature, complete comfort right where you are, sensing the temperature next to you.
But there's people that do like the wood fireplace and everything that goes along with that, stoking the fire and the wood and the smell and the crackling and the ambiance, correct?
A lot of people have done that. Many of them have realized that it takes a lot of work to keep a wood fire going. And when you start with a wood fireplace, your first fireplace, say in a home, you may burn that a lot the first year. Take that second year, you're burning it maybe 50% of that time. By the end of 3 or 4 years, you use it a few weekends, and then that's it.
You get tired.
You get tired of it, and it's a chore. Whereas the gas fireplace, you push a button, you have it on for an hour or two, push a button, it's off.
That's what we do with our fireplace. We turn it on, we turn it off. It's got the thermostat on the wall. It's beautiful. I love it. And it just keeps that room, like you said, the room where you're spending most of the time, toasty warm.
And your gas fireplaces are much more energy efficient than anything that's open wood burning. Open wood burning is basically a wood-powered exhaust fan in your home. In today's homes, if it is built to today's standards, anything in the last 20 or 25 years, they're so tight that most wood-burning fireplaces don't want to draw and draft properly, so you get back smoking. And that's because your house is so tight that the chimney will not draw all the smoke through the opening.
And how about the discoloration to the walls over time?
Well, that's as a result of the back smoking, where the chimney is not drawing all the smoke into the opening properly. So the tighter you make your home, the more difficult that becomes for the fireplace to achieve that.
Okay. So the most popular?
Gas direct vent fireplaces can be installed almost anywhere in a home. They can be vented through the wall. They can be vented into the garage and up through the roof, but they must get outside of the home. We don't need to clear the roof. We just need to get outside of the home because they're balanced direct vent systems. The exhaust creates the air movement to draw the fresh air in for combustion.
Do you sell unvented?
No, we will not sell unvented product.
But there is unvented product out there.
Unvented product exists in the marketplace. In my opinion, it's not good for you or your home. Well, if you burn or consume 40,000 BTUs of gas, I don't care if it's propane or natural gas, you produce 1 gallon of liquid in vapor form and release that into your home. That's a huge amount of moisture if you're burning that on a continuous basis. It builds up in your insulation factor. It degrades the R value that you're counting on to save energy. And if it condenses on your windows, and it will, if your windows are wooden, it rots them.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Most people don't. They don't read the fine print when they buy those things. And, well, actually, most people just don't read directions. I get the calls.
Really?
I get the calls all the time. And I say, well, if you open your instruction book and your operation manual to page 3, it states, and you have to read it, but it's there. Everything is there in writing on the non-vented product. Trust me, it's there. It tells you you must have a window open. It tells you it produces moisture. It tells you all the limitations. Nobody reads the book.
So it is your policy not to sell these types of...
Right. We feel if we wouldn't have it in our home, my wife and I and our people that work for us, we wouldn't sell it to anyone else.
But yet people do purchase unvented systems.
People will buy it. And the big advantage with the non-vented gas is the price. It's less expensive. But once you encounter some of the difficulties of sooting, of having an incident with a non-vented product, inexpensiveness has gone away because now you have an insurance claim.
You're just not really saving in the long run.
In the long run, no. It's a short-term savings.
Okay, so we talked about the pros of gas fireplaces, cleaner than wood, easier than wood, very simple, and more flexibility in installation. Do you recommend that somebody out there who's handy install a fireplace themselves?
Almost every manual for every direct vent fireplace I've ever seen states in the first page, this product should be installed by a qualified factory trained installer, not an amateur, not even a plumber or a furnace person, because fireplaces are different than regular gas appliances. And there's a different set of rules. Each appliance actually has a set of venting rules that go with that appliance, particular to it alone. So that most of the problems that we ever incur with units are those installed by people other than professional installers.
So the people that you have at Woody's Fireplace are all qualified professional installers.
We do all of our own installation work. We do not subcontract the installation of any fireplace or stove.
Good to know.
It's all direct labor. Our men go on the job. They are paid by the hour to complete your job and get it done right, and whatever it takes, it takes. And then when they're done, they leave and come back to the store.
How does someone get in touch with you?
we're easy to find, woodysfireplace.com. Visit our website. Our website lists all three of our locations. We're our main store in Larksville on Route 11, where we've been for the longest period of time, 1976. In Honesdale since 1986 on Route 6. And now in Bloomsburg on Columbia Boulevard, next to the U-Haul, 2129 Columbia Boulevard. And we opened there last November, and that store is very popular.
And you have showrooms.
We have full showrooms with burning displays at all locations.
Excellent. And so people have a variety to choose from?
We offer several different product lines, gas fireplaces being the most prominent, but a lot of people don't have natural gas, and their biggest concern is low-cost heating. If you're willing to do a little bit of work, the lowest-cost heating you're going to get is coal, although coal doesn't help us value our home, because a coal-burning home, I know as a real estate agent, if you have a home that's being heated by coal by itself, it devalues the home. But boy, if you're living in a home and you're heating with coal, you're spending the least amount of money as compared to anyone other than natural gas is very close.
How and so when you have when you talk about gas fireplaces, you're speaking mainly of natural of supplying it with natural gas, or can you do it with also propane? But is it a cost factor with the propane?
Well, in the past, propane has been it's considerably more expensive than natural gas. But right now, and for the last 2 years, propane has come down very low. And burning propane is less expensive today than burning wood pellets. And when people come in and asking for a wood pellet stove, for example, thinking they're going to save money on heat, I say, well, you've got a lot of work with a pellet stove. You've got to carry the pellets, you got to load the pellets in the stove, you got to clean the stove once daily, a little more thorough cleaning on a weekly basis. If you put a propane unit in, at today's cost on propane, and it looks like it's going to be there for 5 to 10 years at a reasonable price, propane is less expensive.
Coal, you mentioned coal.
Yes.
Is there a lot of work to coal?
There's no more work to coal, or dirt for that matter, than there is in burning a pellet stove. But it is less expensive than burning propane or pellets.
So it's an option for many that want to save.
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of areas where people have poorly insulated homes, and an inexpensive energy source is a really helpful thing to them. So that burning anthracite, because it is the least expensive energy we can get, it's even cheaper than natural gas, but there's work connected with it.
People, when they think of coal, they think of soot and dirt, like you mentioned with the wood fireplaces. Is that the same with the coal burning stoves?
Well, the coal stove is going to run on a negative pressure system. It has to be on a vacuum. So if you have a stove that has a vacuum within it, there's no dust coming out of it. The dust and the dirt is created by the operator of the stove in mishandling adding the fuel and mishandling removing the ashes. If you take a little care, you can run a coal stove cleaner than a pellet stove.
Interesting.
It is. We explain that to people on a regular basis, and they listen, and we show them in the showroom, because we burn coal appliances in all the showrooms. And we show them, look at my appliance. Does it look dirty? Does it look like it's making dirt in our showroom? Look around. It's clean.
All they have to do is read the manual, huh?
Yeah. Reading the manual. And here's the thing with Woody's Fireplace. We've been doing this for 39 years, and our customers have tech support from us forever. All they have to do is pick up the phone, call one of our stores and say, hey, I'm having this problem with this unit I bought off you, and I can't remember when I bought it. Well, we look in the computer. They can't remember what they own, but they bought it from us, so we can find their name in the computer. We can look up what they have, and we can explain to them how to solve their problem.
That's nifty. That's excellent.
That's worth everything.
Fortune. Right.
That's worth a lot.
And unlike computers, you don't have to upgrade the program every year or two. All you do is use your telephone. So it's much less expensive than owning a computer. Call us. We have the answers.
Wonderful. Okay. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review two listings, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful brick ranch style home at 4 Dogwood Drive in Laughlin for $195,000. This three-bedroom, two-bath home has a great open floor plan and a two-car garage. It also has central air conditioning, plenty of storage, a heated sunroom, a modern kitchen, and the partially finished lower level has two finished rooms. This home also has a newer gas boiler. So if you're looking for a move-in condition brick ranch in Laughlin, check out 4 Dogwood Drive, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for $195,000. And that's listed by John Pendrack of our office. And in Scranton, we also have a very nice 2-bedroom home in the Penwood section at 104 Park Drive for only $85,000. This home has beautiful hardwood floors throughout it. It's freshly painted and has off-street parking and a 1-car garage. This home also sits on a nice large level lot, and it has a covered front porch. So if you're looking for a move-in condition home for not a lot of money, take a look at 104 Park Drive in Scranton, a 2-bedroom home with beautiful hardwood floors for only $85,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last 30 days for counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming. And this is for single-family homes sold. The median sales price for 2 bedrooms or less is $63,600. For 3 bedrooms, single-family home, median sales price is $117,000. And for 4 bedrooms or more, the median sales price is $165,000. On all bedroom homes, for single-family homes in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties for the last 30 days, the median sales price is $125,000. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ready from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
I'm back, and now we have to recreate that whole conversation we had on break because it was great.
Conversation with Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. How are you?
I am fine, Jackie. Thank you.
Everything you just said in the last 5 minutes, you're going to repeat.
Yeah.
So go at it. Now, we're here today. We're talking about fireplaces and gas stoves, coal stoves, pellet stoves, and all of these things that at this time of year we like to have in our homes. And you have been talking about some excellent points that we did not know, we discovered today. So getting back to our discussion regarding unvented gas space heaters. Pat?
Right. People, we see them in the basements a lot, and people think... I know it's wrong, but people think they have the gas heater in the basement and it's going to dry the basement out. Exactly what does it do?
Well, it's producing heat, that's for sure, because you're burning gas. But our high school chemistry taught us, and most of us have forgotten, when you burn a fossil fuel, gas included, you produce heat, you produce water vapor, you produce carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. The water vapor is the one that's going to be the hazard in a basement area because it is going to add moisture. So your basement will be warm and warmer when you burn a non-vented unit, but you'll also be producing more moisture. So it's going to get a lot more moisture buildup in that basement. It will not dry it out.
Will not dry it out. And you were talking also, we mentioned about propane. You asked, go ahead.
Well, propane is an excellent product for heating, but it's a little more critical if you smell gas and you have a propane heater and you smell gas at all, especially in a lower level. Propane is heavier than air before you burn it and after you burn it. So it puddles. It does not evaporate and dissipate and go off into the air. If you're in a basement and you have no basement doors, for example, the gas will puddle. You can puddle gas to a considerable thickness, and we're not talking the liquid, but the vapor itself. And it'll lay on the close to the floor until it finds an ignition point. Now, it is true you have to have the right mixture of gas and oxygen for it to explode. For example, if the basement was 100% full of gas, it wouldn't explode. It has to be a certain mixture, and that part of the chemistry eludes me at the moment, but it's somewhere between 20 to 40% gas and the rest oxygen. Then you have a heck of an explosion. So you smell gas, leave the house. Go outside. If it's propane, shut the tank off immediately. Don't make a phone call. Don't flip a light switch. Shut the tank off. That reduces the amount of gas that could continuously spill. But people working in their homes, especially on propane, many propane lines run in this area are run out of copper. We don't like to use copper or see copper. When we run gas lines, whether it's natural gas or propane, we use what's called CSST. That is a flexible stainless steel gas line. Traditionally, it has been jacketed with yellow plastic. You can get copper that is jacketed with yellow plastic. It's easily identifiable as a gas line. The newer material is in black plastic. But again, you know, if you see a copper pipe in your basement, don't assume it's water. It could be gas.
You had a story about somebody that was installing an ice maker, and what did they do?
I heard this secondhand, not firsthand, but the gentleman was installing an ice maker to his refrigerator that he was confident he could do himself. Now, think about an ice maker. What could go wrong
installing an ice maker?
Well, he put the little clamping device onto a copper pipe in his basement, and he winds in the little threaded device that's supposed to make the hole and allow the water to come out of the pipe. And lo and behold, he got gas. And he created one heck of an emergency because he was installing it himself. Now, imagine when the customer wants to take a gas fireplace home and install it, how confident I feel that that's going to go well.
Mm-hmm. Moral of the story?
Call an expert. Let somebody do it that knows how to do it, and you'll have far fewer problems. You may spend a little more money initially, but it's going to last longer. You're going to have fewer problems with it.
Done right.
Yes,
peace of mind.
Done right.
Tech support.
Yes.
Tech support.
Yes. Now, there was a recent tragedy not too long ago that occurred and up in the Delaware Water Gap region regarding propane.
I saw the pictures on the news, and through some other parties, I learned that it was a propane leak. And what I also saw when I saw the pictures on the news was the entire house was gone. And we learned, some of the people in my company learned from the neighbors that they had smelled gas for some time and didn't do anything about it. And lives were lost in that incident because the entire house was gone. Nothing was left but the basement and a big structure that housed the fireplace. And there was a gas insert sitting in the fireplace. That was all that was left of the entire house. The gas insert looked perfect. The fireplace chimney and structure looked perfect, but everything else was gone. There was nothing left.
Mm.
And when you see that kind of force, and you see it occasionally, you see a lot in the South because Texas and in the Southwest, Midwest, where they have a lot of gas and they have settlements where pipes break underground and the gas leaks back into real estate, into basements. It follows other pipes. It can follow the water line. It can follow the sewer line because there may be settlement around it. And the gas pipes are maybe not running too far away from those lines, and it'll follow back into a basement. And somebody doesn't even have gas in their house can go downstairs, throw a switch, and it'll go. But if you have gas in your house, you just need to be a little more careful as to what pipes you may want to work on and make sure you know what it is before you cut it.
Okay, so speaking of being careful with gas, you talked about a smart valve.
Oh, the new smart valves we have on almost all our gas appliances have the smart remote control valve. It's a SIT, S-I-T is the name of the company that makes it. It's used on most quality gas appliances today. What it does is when you set the temperature on the remote, as it gets within 5 degrees of the temperature, the gas fireplace will automatically reduce the gas pressure and reduce the heat output as it approaches the temperature. It gives you less overshoot of the temperature. So if you set it for 70, you're going to get 70. It's not going to race at 40,000 BTUs or whatever the capacity is till it gets to 70 and then shut off, because then you're going to get way above 70. So it slows down and reduces the heat output as it gets near what temperature you want.
That's what happens in ours. We have the old fireplace in it. It gets hot fast, and you set the thermostat for 70, and then I look at the thermostat. and it's 75. The fireplace is off, but you know, it's 75.
So you're spending some money there burning gas in energy you don't need to spend. So the smart valve saves you energy, saves you money.
We like to save money.
Yes, we do. Well, a valve isn't so smart.
No, we don't have a smart one.
They've not been around very long, but they're in wide use at this time.
Sure.
Okay. Do any of these gas fireplaces, will any of them operate without electricity?
Yes.
So in case of a power outage, you could...
Well, even the unit I'm describing with the smart valves, they all have a battery backup system built into them. It's just like the emergency lighting you have in public buildings. The remote control, of course, always has batteries because there's no wires connected to that. So that's going to eat batteries about once every 4 to 6 weeks. But the receiving end is usually 110 volts. Now, it operates like emergency lighting. The batteries are not being used until the electricity goes off. And then they'll automatically, most of them will automatically switch to the battery backup. Some units don't have a good place to put the battery, so you have to actually go plug the battery into it. But they will function.
Good to know.
Yeah, good to know. In case of a power outage in the dead of winter, I know my baseboard hot water isn't working.
No, you need pumps to make that move.
That's right.
But so gas fireplaces, gas stoves are a good emergency alternative in the case of power outages.
Gas fireplaces and gas stoves.
Gas fireplaces and we're talking gas heating stoves, not your kitchen range.
Okay. And what about coal stoves, pellet stoves, wood stoves, those two? Or do they need electricity?
A wood stove burning logs does not need electricity unless it has a fan system, but they'll still function. You can burn it. But a pellet stove and a coal stoker will not work without electricity. And we still get people wanting to buy pellet stoves that think it's a backup in case the power goes out. It's not.
Surprise.
Every pellet stove has at least three motors in it. So they're never going to function. But if you live in an area where there's an extreme amount of power outages or they're lengthy, a lot of people are putting in generators and backup systems, in which case the other alternatives are going to work.
Okay, Gary, would you kindly give us your contact information for Woody's Fireplace, please?
You can reach us at Woody's Fireplace at our 800 number, 800-468-7855, or online, woodysfireplace.com. And you will get to see all of our locations in Larksville, in Honesdale, and in Bloomsburg, where we have a lot of burning displays, a lot of coal displays, and qualified staff to discuss your heating and fireplace needs.
Once again, give me the 1-800 number, please.
800-468-7855, Woody's Fireplace.
Thank you so much, Gary. Would you come back next week to talk about more of the things that you do?
Certainly.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a large four-bedroom, two-bath home on a quiet street at 222 Church Street in Taylor for $129,000. This home has a low taxes of only $1,100 a year. It has been freshly painted with new flooring. The kitchen and the first floor bath have been updated, and it has a first floor laundry area. Also, the lower level has an in-law suite with a separate entrance, kitchen, bath, and living area. It also has a brand new gas boiler, and this home is in excellent condition. That's a four-bedroom, two-bath home with an in-law suite at 222 Church Street in Taylor for $129,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I'd like to say hi and thank you for your email to Janet, who, after our She Shed program some weeks ago, we talked about a she shed. And for those listeners out there that don't know what a she shed is, it's a place where the woman can go. The man has the man cave, the woman has a she shed, and Janet sent me an email with beautiful pictures of her shed. She didn't realize it was called a she shed, but it's her hobby to decorate, and she did a stunning job. And I just want to say hi to Janet. Thank you for your email. It was very kind. Made my day. Happy Thanksgiving to all who are listening too.
Happy Thanksgiving. I didn't know it was a she shed either. I took some abuse about that show. Oh, going to the she shed.
You have a man cave. You have several man caves.
I have
caves.
A garage to hide in.
You have three garages to hide in, right?
I don't know about that.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions?
Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.